And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. Deuteronomy 26:11. I am Rob West. God is worthy of all the praise we can give him, but that's not the only reason to be grateful for his blessings. Sharon Epps is here to tell us what happens when we rejoice in God's provision. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, if you're new to the program, Sharon Epps is a frequent contributor. She's also president of Kingdom Advisors, the parent organization of FaithFi, and that means she oversees a network of more than 3,600 Christian financial professionals across the country. Sharon, great to have you back with us.
Good to be here. Thanks, Rob.
Now, today we're talking about grateful living because it's something that's been, I know, on your heart, Sharon, and something you've really worked on, taught on for a long time. So describe that for us.
Well, for really my whole career, I've had the opportunity to work with advisors and churches and families with one overarching purpose, and that is to help them use their resources to further God's kingdom, or more practically, to help them live generously. So some of the most joyful moments that I've experienced have been seeing those aha times when people realize that generosity actually begins with gratitude, a sense of gratitude for time, talent, treasure, all the things God's given us. And gratitude is something that all believers can have all the time.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we need to establish that rhythm of gratitude. Let's unpack that a bit more, though. This sense of gratitude, Sharon, where do you think it comes from? How do we get it?
Gratitude comes from realizing that we're made in the image of God. Just stop and think about that for a minute. Yeah. The image of an almighty God. And as those image bearers, we're hardwired with certain traits. Generosity is one of those, for example. But generosity is difficult without first being grateful.
Yeah.
If we don't recognize what God has given us, it's difficult to be grateful for it.
Sure.
We should be grateful first for life itself, for our family and friends, and of course, for the resources that he's entrusted to us. But above all, we need to be exceedingly grateful for the priceless gift of his son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we can live for him in eternity.
So with that in mind, we certainly should be grateful. How do we cultivate that feeling of gratitude, though, Sharon, and maybe begin applying that to our lives daily?
Well, there's a lot of practical ways to grow in gratitude and to express it back to him. One of the things that I like to do is keep a gratitude journal. In fact, that's very personal. It was a part of my journey, and it helped me through some pretty difficult times. Each day, I became committed to writing down three things I was grateful for before I went to bed. And some days, I'll be honest, it wasn't easy to do. But it was a very healing part of my journey. It was a turning point, and it helped me to grow. And in fact, I still continue that practice to this day.
I love that. Let's connect that then back to generosity. So how did expressing and recognizing the things you were grateful for then affect your generosity?
Well, first of all, gratitude loosens my grip on everything when I realize that all I have comes from God.
Yeah.
I can live open-handedly knowing that God provides everything and it's not relying on me. Gratitude also helps me see that money's not the only way I can be generous. When I'm grateful for my home and understand that it's a gift from God, I can open my doors to be hospitable.
Yeah.
When my gratitude for my skills increases, I can be more free to use them to help others. And then finally, gratitude leads to humility. As I live more humbly, I'm more mindful of the needs of others, and I want to help them.
Oh, that's so good. Well, let's finish today. We have just about a minute left by applying this to something that's right around the corner, and that is Thanksgiving. So how would you counsel our listeners to make sure they keep gratitude at the heart of Thanksgiving?
Well, included in your family discussion, one simple thing is to go around and just have everyone say what they're thankful for. One of my favorite activities is what I call construction paper placemats. That allows each family member to have a construction paper placemat with their name on it, and the other family members go around and say one thing on that placemat that they're grateful for the other person.
Oh, I love that. You know, we've done that once before. It was so good. We need to bring that back this year. really practical ideas, Sharon. So thankful for you and your time today.
Glad to be here.
That's Sharon Epp. She's president of Kingdom Advisors. She's a frequent contributor here on Faith and Finance, and we are grateful for that. All right, your calls are next. That number, 800-525-7000. 800-525-7000. We're just getting started. Don't go anywhere.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
El Shaddai, I am who I am. Alpha and Omega, Ancient of Days, Elohim, Abba, Father. These are just some of the many names of God in the Bible, each one articulating a different aspect of His person, character, power, and glory. And unlike human names, all the names of God tell us who He is and what He is like. In fact, the Bible tells us that it's for His own name's sake that God remains faithful to His wayward people. 1 Samuel 12:22, "For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for Himself." You can get Anchor Devotional delivered in print to your home every month. Just visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Satan isn't even in God's universe. He doesn't belong in the same sentence with God. He is no match for God. God is overwhelmingly greater than Satan.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his new series, The Coming Golden Age, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Well, it's time to turn the corner here and take your calls and questions in just a few moments. So this is a great time for you to go ahead and call, get in the queue. We'll look forward to getting you on the air just as quickly as we can. 800-525-7000. That's the number to call. 800-525-7000. I love that we were able to start today by talking about grateful living. Gratitude should be a hallmark of the Christian's life. And perhaps you, like I know in my own life, don't recognize what we should be grateful for often enough. We don't take time to stop and just think about how much blessing we have received and how the Lord's watch care over us is so significant. And, establishing that rhythm of gratitude can be a game changer in your life. In fact, that's why we've often suggested here on this program a gratitude journal. What if you were to have a separate journal? Maybe you pick one up at the bookstore next time you're there. Maybe you have one that you've been given that's laying around the house you've never put to use. Perhaps convert that to your gratitude journal. And maybe just before you go to bed each night, take an opportunity to write down just a couple of things you're grateful for. And then when you're going through a difficult season, or maybe you're discouraged, lacking contentment, pull it out, flip through it, see all the things that you have been blessed with, starting with just the very breath in your lungs, the fact that Jesus paid the penalty for you and for me and for all of us if we'll surrender our lives to Him and place our trust in Him as our Savior and accept that free gift of eternal life as He took our place on the cross, having lived that sinless life and then bearing the burden of our sinful state so that we could be in a right relationship with the Father. I mean, if we just start there, we have more than we could ever be grateful for. But then we could just move right on down the line, and perhaps that rhythm over time would become a habit and a game changer in your life. Think about that, a gratitude journal. Maybe that's something you can incorporate into your rhythms. In just a moment, we'll begin taking your calls and questions. Let me give that number again, because we'd love to get you on the broadcast today. That number again, 800-525-7000. 800-525-7000. We do have lines open. And any financial question today, whether it's your spending plan, trying to get out of debt, giving wisely, maybe it's investing for the future, we'd love to tackle that question with you today. Before we head to the phones, in the news, a growing number of Americans are upside down on their car loans, according to a new survey by the automotive research site Edmunds. Worse, the amount owed on car loans is at an all-time high. This is the result of so-called negative equity on trade-ins. You see, buyers owe more often on their trade-ins than the cars are worth. That's described as being underwater or upside down. The survey showed that about a quarter of new car buyers were upside down on their trade-ins in the period from July through September. That's up, listen to this, 24% from the prior 3 months. The average amount still owed on trade-ins is now at a record high of $6,500, and nearly a quarter of buyers still owe at least $10,000 on their trade-ins. That's really upside down. So it seems like folks are losing ground on paying off their car loans, actually going deeper in the hole as time goes on. These are some ways to avoid this, of course. Number one, keep your car as long as possible. My current automobile has 150,000 miles. I don't have any plans on selling it. Our last minivan that we turned in, we had 250,000 miles on it. That's the way to maximize the value, because you're keeping it until it's paid off, and then you're continuing to drive it so you don't go backwards on a trade-in. Second, continue to pay yourself the monthly loan payment even after the car is paid off. That becomes your down payment on the next car, or perhaps you buy with cash. That's a novel idea. Keep doing that with each car purchase until one day you can pay it entirely in cash at the time of the purchase. What a blessing that would be. You know, it's almost impossible to pay cash for a home up front these days, but that's not the case with cars. You can eventually save enough to pay for a car outright if you really try, and that's where you want to be. You'll save untold thousands of dollars over the years by not paying interest on car loans. And so think about that today, especially with the growing number of people with negative equity as they get into their next car. You certainly don't want to be in that position. That's a cycle that is very hard to break. All right, let's dive into these phone calls today. That number, 800-525-7000. Call right now with lines open. To Texas. Hi, David. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Rob. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you, sir.
I've had a small sum of about $70,000 invested in a CD for the last year, and we were drawing about 5.5% interest.
Yes, sir.
And my broker tells me now that since that thing's matured, that that's not a good option anymore because the interest rates have fallen off some.
Yeah.
But he offered a fixed annuity on a 3-year option at 5.4, and I was just wondering, what was your thoughts maybe about making that decision?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly better than you're going to get with a 3-year CD. I mean, so he's right. If you try to roll that into a new 3-year CD, about the best you're going to find right now is maybe sitting around 4.1. So, you know, for 3 years, if in fact they can guarantee you north of 5%, and then I guess the question would be, after 3 years, what does it look like for you to get it out? You know, is there any kind of surrender penalties that extend beyond that 3 years? Or are you free to do, what you want after the 3 years. You know, the challenge with annuities is they're complicated. The fine print will often, you know, limit you in terms of surrender charges, you know, so and they're expensive. But listen, at the end of the day, if he can show you where you can get full access to the money without any penalties after 3 years, and they're going to give you a guaranteed rate north of 5%, and that's what you're looking for, you're looking for, you know, a guaranteed return, then I certainly wouldn't discourage you from doing it. I guess the only other question would just be, if you're willing to add some level of risk, would it be better to take a longer-term approach to it through a mix of maybe a very small percentage in stocks, a much larger percentage in bonds, corporate and government, you know, where you could you know, see a little bit better growth. But if we're talking a smaller amount of money, you know, that would be challenging to do. You'd have to use mutual funds or index funds. So I guess at the end of the day, if the primary goal is safety and maximized return, then I could get on board with this as long as you understand what are your options after 3 years in terms of getting it back, and just make sure you've read all the fine print. Does that make sense?
I appreciate you. That is great news. I just needed some support, and I think that's good advice. I appreciate
Excellent.
You, brother.
All right, David. Lord bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling from Texas today. We appreciate you being on the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. After the break, we're going to take more of your questions. You know, I was talking just a moment ago about cars and just the challenge with so many people losing ground on paying off their cars because they have these high debt levels, and cars have gotten so expensive, especially the last few years. I mean, we've seen car prices come down, but we've kind of got a perfect storm going on right now where cars, because of those elevated prices with high interest rates, you know, people are trying to roll them into new cars where they're upside down. That means they're starting upside down on the next car. I mentioned getting into a car, keeping it for a long, long time, paying it off, continuing to drive it, and then making that payment to yourself. After the break, Guy in Missouri is going to share a testimony about paying cash for vehicles. Boy, wouldn't that be a great trend if we started that. That plus your questions, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance. Stick around.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Interested in seminary but don't think it will work in this season in life? Wesley Biblical Seminary offers flexible options that allow you to take classes live, no matter where you are. At WBS, we don't just educate people, we develop trusted leaders for faithful churches. It's time for you to respond to the calling God has on your life. Take classes from an institution that you can trust for a calling that will not go away. Learn more about your opportunities at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income. And then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Our goal here each day to be an encouragement to you as you manage God's money, to be helpful, to be wise, to be expert as we give you practical advice, but also to be reverent as we approach the Scriptures, helping you navigate God's Word through the lens of Scripture as you manage His resources as a steward. That's what we want to do each day, and we want to give you practical answers to your questions. So whatever's going on in your financial life today, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Any financial question in play today. We also love to hear your stories and testimonies. Perhaps God's been at work in your financial life, you'd like to share that, or you'd like to react to something we're talking about. And before the break, we were talking about what's going on in the car market right now because cars have been so expensive in the last couple of years. That's on the heels of the pandemic with some of the supply chain issues. There was chip shortages. You know, all new cars require chips. Because of that, we saw lower inventories on the lots. That pushed prices up. It also trickled down to the used car market. Those high interest rates combined with elevated car prices and just the average struggling consumer in the wake of high inflation has led to a perfect storm where we're seeing now more and more people, a quarter of new buyers, new car buyers that are upside down on their trade-ins. So you're showing up at the lot ready to buy that new car. The car that you're trading in, not only is the equity equal to what it's worth, or the loan equal to the value of the car, you're upside down. And so you're having to roll debt into that new car loan, which puts you upside down in a significant way on day one. You're already losing value as you drive off the lot, but now you've got this additional debt on top of it. That's a challenge, and it's why it's so important to drive these cars for a long time, pay yourself so you can eventually buy with cash. And Guy, I understand there in Missouri, you've got a testimony about this. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your program, Rob. This testimony is probably something that a lot of people are already doing, but when I was in my 30s, I'm in my 70s now, but when I was in my 30s, I made some very wrong, bad financial decisions to the point where I was actually being challenged by the IRS with some back taxes. So therefore, going through that, we weren't really able to borrow money for cars while we got all that tax thing straightened out. So we needed a vehicle. We had three children at the time. And we were able to find, I know this sounds like a story that people make up, but we found a vehicle that was only driven by a little old lady that was only had, I can't even remember the mileage, very low mileage, but was in excellent condition. Yeah. But it was a ugly, ugly olive green, which some people may remember. But it was so bad that my oldest daughter, who was about 10, she would always slump down in the seat every time we drove by somebody she thought she knew because she just hated to be seen in that car. But we were able to pay cash for that car. And ever since then, we have always paid cash for our vehicles. And something we've done, I think you've even alluded to it before, we did a lot of research to find vehicles that were not new.
Yeah.
We never bought a new car off the lot since that time. But we were able to look for cars and spend time searching them and really doing our due diligence. And therefore, we were able to pay cash for each vehicle when that time came. And gradually over the years, we have been able to kind of upgrade a little bit each time we would buy a vehicle, but we would be able to pay for it in cash. And I really liked your thoughts about after someone pays off a car, taking that monthly payment and putting it into a special fund where you're going to use that for your next car. But it has given us a real freedom, and we're not wealthy by any means. In fact, most of your listeners probably have had better incomes than we have, but we've always been able to have vehicles that have been very reliable. Yeah, they might need some repairs, but every vehicle needs that. So we weren't really relying on the manufacturer's warranties. We just tried to put a little bit into a fund every month in our budget, so if we had a repair come up, we could take care of it that way. But God has been very faithful to us, so I just wanted to share that.
Well, I'm so glad you did, Guy. I mean, what you're doing is countercultural, and yet it's highly effective. You know, keep in mind, the average monthly car payment in the U.S. right now, as of 2024, is sitting at around $730 a month. That's the average. That means you've got many that are well above that, up $900, $1,000. The average used car right now sitting at monthly payment sitting at around $530 a month. And then I don't even want to talk about leases. They're north of $500 as well, but we don't want to do that. But, you know, I think to your point, I mean, as long as you're willing to drive something that's modest, a little bit older, and stay on this track where, you know, you're just trying to upgrade a little bit each time, but doing it by paying cash and keeping that, money funding your new car purchase category or new used car purchase category in your budget, you know, that's a game changer. What did you guys, did you have a certain amount you put aside each month for repairs? Is that kind of a line item in your budget?
Yeah, our budgeting was kind of lax, but we did try to, you know, yearly I try to go through my expenses and just set aside what I thought would be a monthly expense. It may not be that much every month, but you know how that goes. Every 3 months you need new battery or whatever, tires or gear. So we would just try to put in there how much we think it would cost us, and that's kind of the way we did it. We didn't actually put it in a separate envelope, but just kind of knew that was there if we needed it.
Yeah, that's helpful. Well, Guy, I so appreciate your thoughts today. I'm confident it'll be an encouragement to somebody out there. And listen, folks, we're just in this unique season where, again, vehicle prices are still elevated due to supply chain issues and inflation. Interest rates are still high. All that's led to these higher payments and longer terms, which I don't like at all. We've got people buying cars with 72 and 84 month loans. Not a good idea. It's leading to a lot of folks being upside down. Guy, thanks for your story today. We appreciate it. Lines are open, folks. We'll be back with your questions at 800-525-7000 right after this. Call right now.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners, LTD, and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Did you know that what happens in your state legislature affects your daily life, liberty, and property just as much as what happens in the White House? Maybe even more. How will you decide which down-ballot candidates deserve your vote on November the 5th? Resist being swayed by emotional campaign ads and soundbites. Visit iVoterGuide for the facts about the state legislative candidates on your ballot so that you can think for yourself. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got lines open today. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Taking your questions on anything financial. You're trying to navigate this market as we head quickly toward this election in less than 2 weeks. Well, we'd love to talk about that. Are you trying to pay off some debt? Maybe you've got some credit card debt that's gotten away from you and you're just wondering what's the strategy to get on top of that. Maybe God's given you more than you need and you want to give wisely, especially in those later seasons of life as you're a retiree. There's some great opportunities there, whether it's a charitable gift annuity with the American Family Association or a qualified charitable distribution, getting money out of an IRA without paying tax on it. Any of those questions and so much more in play today, and we'd love to hear from you. We've still got time. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let's go to Ohio. Minnie, I understand you have a story about your financial life. Share that with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. I called you guys about a year ago to see if I should go on disability. And you said yes until I don't need it anymore. And I didn't have a car. Somebody ruined my truck, and they blew it up, and they tried supposed to be fixing it, and I got it ruined. So for 5 years, I've had no car still. And so I put an ad in the paper, three different papers, and I put an ad looking for a small car or a Vespa scooter. And the person that had the Vespa scooter called me back. And after I started getting disability, then I got to pay him four payments. I had to skip one for taxes, and I paid for the scooter, and now it's sitting in front of my house now. So I have a new, looks like a new scooter. It's a 2007, but it's a $7,400 bike, and I got it for $2,700.
Come on, Minnie. I love it. That's incredible. Man, how great. And so that's all the transportation you need to get around, I guess, huh?
Well, not in the winter, but it's only got 6,600 miles, so it looks like a brand new bike. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. How long have you had it?
I'll save for a car now, so I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, you've accomplished the first goal. Let's move on to the second one. How is your health these days? Are you feeling better?
Well, I still have bone spurs on both of my feet, and I still have bone on bone on my knee, so it's hard to walk. Yeah. But I'm going to work on it. And I'll see when I can get surgery done. And I'm so excited, and I'm fixing to get some dental work. I had to change my insurance, so I'm going to get my teeth fixed. So God's opening doors all over the place and opening doors for me, so I'm really, really grateful.
I love that. Well, listen, I'm so thankful that you called in to give us the rest of the story and how God has been providing for you. That's incredible. I appreciate it. Even with the challenges you have, listen, we all have them. I love how you're just quick to give testimony to God's provision in your life. I want to send you a copy of our new devotional called Look at the Sparrows. It's a 21-day devotional that will just remind you of God's provision for you, allow you just to renew your mind with scripture each day, a short encouraging devotional, and then a prayer and an opportunity just to reflect on what God has provided. I think it'll be an encouragement to you, Minnie. And so you stay on the line. We'll get your information, and I'll get Look at the Sparrows out to you. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. We're talking, among other things, we're talking cars today, and this is a result of something I shared that was in the news today at the start of the program, largely around negative equity on trade-ins. That's the amount owed on cars when you trade them in. So, and it exceeds the value of the car, which means now more than a quarter of buyers of new cars are rolling upside down debt into their next car from their trade-in, which is up 24% from the previous 3 months before the period July through September. So first half of the year, we saw that number 24% lower than what we did July through September. That's problematic. We've had several folks calling, just sharing their experience and encouragement related to cars. Greg's got a story in Mississippi. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call, number one. Sure. But number two, I'm in my 60s. God has blessed me with a very fabulous job. Not to brag, but just to brag on God. I'm a knucklehead, but I got a job, pays over $200,000 a year, and I'm retired from the military. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very frugal person. I bought one brand new car my whole life when I had to buy a van, since I have five kids, because their car seats wouldn't fit in the back of my old Honda Accord.
Yes.
Ever since then, I've always had a used car. I've bought used cars off of some auction sites, because there are some companies, like one gentleman said, he looked up the background of cars. There's some auction sites out there. They sell their utility meter vehicles where they run around just checking meters. And I've got two Toyota Tacomas that 2010s. I got them for a bargain, I think, and not a thing wrong with them. I've been running them for, 4 or 5 years. But you can find cars that way. My son, when he was in high school, he also kind of criticized me for my cars. But as I told him, I said, I could go out and buy a Mercedes. I could buy a Cadillac. But I said, no one's going to be impressed with my flesh getting out of that car, no matter what destination I get to. And if they were, I wouldn't want to be around them anyways. So I drive the old clunkers. Once again, not bragging on me, but for the average American, I far exceed what most folks would ever hope to have a net worth. And not being car poor is one of those things. I would just encourage everyone, get that used car, take care of it, and who cares how you look going down the road? You're from point A to point B. The only exception I'll do that, I'll make sure my best car I give to my daughter. And, with my kids being in their 20s, I've given away one car because my daughter got her teaching degree. So that's a reward. It's a used car, but it's paid for. My other son, he's just got E6 in the Army. And so I'm giving him one of the Toyota Tacomas, hey, congratulations. But both those cars are paid for. And then I encourage my kids, when they get those, go ahead and make, instead of paying car payments, put that money in a 401k or something.
Yeah.
Which
leads
to my next question.
All right.
Since I'm in my 60s, I'd like to leave a trust to my kids with, I have different rental houses also that I rent out.
Yes, sir.
But I've looked at trusts, and it looks like the income, as far as the profit a trust generates, is taxed at 40% if it makes more than like $10,000 or $12,000 a year. Number one, can you verify that's true? And then number two, could I make like a half a dozen trusts so they all earn less than $10,000 a year, since that's taxed, I think, at a lower rate? And just figures I recently discovered on the internet, so I'm not an expert.
Yeah, very good. So income in a trust can be taxed at a higher rate than personal income, but it all depends on the type of trust and how the income is distributed. So with a revocable trust, which would typically be what you would have where, especially when you have multiple properties, you put them all in the revocable trust, and that way you can just pass them efficiently after your death without going through probate. You can also, have the trustee handle the properties even beyond your life according to your wishes, if you want them distributed and sold over time, or if you want to keep some of them and have the income go to heirs, let's say. But with a revocable trust, also called a living trust, the grantor, so that's you, retains control over that trust and is treated as the owner for tax purposes. So all the income generated by the assets are reported on your personal income tax return and just taxed at your individual tax rate. The trust doesn't pay taxes. So that's typically going to be the way you would go. And in that case, you wouldn't have anything beyond that. But I'd get with an estate planning attorney, Greg, and talk through your options so they can explain all the details. We'll be right back.
We see and hear about the big public issues happening in our nation's capital, but what about the things that happen behind the scenes? That information can give us the whole story and help shape our opinions. That's why you need to listen to Washington Watch Weekend with Tony Perkins. He and his guests will give you all parts of the Washington news from a conservative Christian perspective. Catch Washington Watch Weekend Saturdays at 5:05 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central, and Sunday mornings at 3 Central on AFR.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in Securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Financial fear is real, but so is God's promise to provide. At FaithFi, we know the daily stress of money can overwhelm your heart. But Jesus reminds us to look at the birds of the air. They don't worry, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. In Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional, you'll find peace by focusing on God's faithfulness as you discover how to overcome financial anxiety with faith. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and begin your journey with Look at the Sparrows today.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Helping you apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. This is Rob West. You're listening to Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Everything we do here at AFR is about equipping you to live out a biblical worldview, to help you transform the culture, to align your life with the scripture, which is truth, and that includes your financial life. And we want to equip you to be that wise and faithful steward. By the way, if you want to support the work of AFA, you can do that, especially this time of year here in the fourth quarter, as a lot of folks are thinking about appreciated stock. And you may want to give appreciated stock before you sell. The team at the AFA Foundation, afafoundation.net, would love to sit down with you and talk about that. Maybe you're looking for lifetime income and you'd like a charitable gift annuity. The average gift is less than $20,000. Doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands, but it could provide that needed source of income for you on a monthly basis, give you some tax benefits now, and then get whatever's remaining in that charitable gift annuity to AFA for their culture transforming work after your death. That and so much more. The team at the AFA Foundation would love to understand what you're trying to do and help you with that. Riley and Chelsea and Jessica and others there at the AFA Foundation would be delighted to connect with you. So here at the end of the year, reach out. Better to do that early. It's going to be busy this time of year, but if you have appreciated stock, you're interested in a charitable gift annuity, you'd like to talk about bequests, all of that can be handled by the team there, afafoundation.net. All right, here in our final segment, we've got room for one or two more questions. If you have a question in your financial life, you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by and would love to hear from you today. Let's go to Georgia. Priscilla, you'll be next up. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. How can I help you?
I had called you a week ago, and I have the three adult children, two girls responsible, and one son not too responsible, and we talked about a trust. But I got to thinking last night, I have a lot of CDs and IRAs, and they're evenly put between the three of them.
Yeah.
How do I go about erasing his name and putting it in the trust? Do you know?
Yeah. So are the children's names there as co-owners or just beneficiaries?
Beneficiaries.
Okay. Yeah. You can change the beneficiary at any time. And so what you would want to do is contact the institution that offered you the CD, and you can have them either retitle it in the name of the trust, or you can make the trust the beneficiary of the CD so that you pass away, the money goes into the trust, and then the trustee would distribute the money according to the trust documents. The same would be true with that IRA. You could make the trust the beneficiary. So because you can change beneficiaries at any time, that would be very easy to do. If they were co-owners of the CDs, they wouldn't be with the IRA because they can't be. But if they were co-owners, you'd need their permission. But because they're beneficiaries, very easy to change. And again, you would just direct the proceeds of each of these accounts to the trust at your death, and then the trust kicks in at that point. Does that make sense?
Right. So in other words, I get rid of all three being the beneficiary and change it over to a trust.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And put the two back. No, I wouldn't put the two back. Okay. I'm sorry. Don't mean to hold you up. I know you have other people calling.
No problem. Yeah. And here's the bottom line. A revocable trust can be named as a beneficiary of a certificate of deposit. So when you designate that revocable trust as the beneficiary, the assets of the CD upon your death will transfer right into the trust, and that allows the trustee to manage or distribute those assets according to the terms of the trust. Does that make sense?
I see. Yes, it does. Thank you. That last sentence answered it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Priscilla. Thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. I've got room for perhaps one more question today before we round out the broadcast. If you have something going on in your financial life, you can call right now. Let's try to get in an email or two. These come into us all the time, and I don't get to them as often as I should. You can send emails to us at askrob@faithfi.com. Let's see. Connie writes to us, my dad has a HELOC, that's a home equity line of credit, with an interest rate of 9.49%. We want to get rid of it, and we're wondering if a zero interest credit card might be a good option to do this. Is there another option you'd suggest? I don't like that at all. You know, here's the reality is, you know, a lot of folks will have a HELOC on their house just because they want to know that if they needed to, as a last resort, they can tap the home equity, either because they know there's a project coming up, renovation, or just as kind of a fallback access to funds. I would much prefer that than having just a credit card sitting out there, because the problem is that 0% interest rate, first of all, is just introductory, and then the interest rate's going to shoot up to probably 20% or higher based on today's rates. That's going to make the problem even worse. The other thing is this HELOC interest rate is pegged to prime. And so typically what we see with these is they're variable rates, so they're not fixed, with a line of credit, not a home equity loan, but a home equity line of credit, otherwise known as a HELOC. Typically, they're linked to prime, and you're going to have prime plus a margin. So they're typically prime plus one, all the way up to prime plus five if you have poor credit score. But if you're 760 or higher, you're going to probably be at prime plus one. Well, what is prime? Well, today, prime is sitting at 8%, and so you'd be at 9. You know, if it was prime plus 1.5, that is probably where this 9.49 rate is coming from Connie. But prime is going to be coming down with the Fed funds rate. So that prime rate is going to be dropping. Now, the big question here for Connie is, you know, you want to get rid of the line. I would say just close it out. And that's great. we obviously want to get into a situation where he's living on a balanced budget and he has an emergency fund that we would tap for the unexpected, not taking on additional debt. But if you need something out there that's accessible, I'd rather have the HELOC with that rate declining. And I'm not talking about for consumer spending. We don't want to put that on the house. But if there was like a renovation or some kind of major event, I would certainly prefer that, especially with that rate coming down. Let's stay away from those credit cards. I hope that helps. Lutz writes, we recently sold our house and have around $350,000 sitting in a bank that earns practically nothing. My husband is suspicious of moving it into a high-yield savings account because it's not a brick-and-mortar bank. Are there any concerns we should be aware of? If not, how can we go about finding a good bank online? You know, this is a great question. And Lutz, what I would say is online banks are insured by the FDIC, just like brick and mortar banks, and they're just as safe as any brick and mortar bank. The difference is they just take the money that they have to pay for the people at the brick and mortar banks, not to mention the leases and the land and the buildings and the water and everything, and they redirect that in back to you as the depositor in the form of higher interest rates. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. And you can look at their rating alongside their FDIC and protection. But that FDIC insurance, or NCUA in the case of a credit union or even private insurance, is going to be the backstop that you need so that either the full faith and credit of the United States government or the insurer is the one backstopping any kind of failure on the part of the bank, which just very rarely happens. So I would say this is a great opportunity, especially when you've got this sum of money. I mean, we've got $350,000 there. And, you know, think about where rates are right now. I mean, you can still get 4.25% with FDIC insurance. Now, you'd have to use two institutions to get the full $350,000 because the cap is $250,000 on the FDIC. But you could either use two banks, or if you have different titles, maybe one's titled in his name with you as the beneficiary, another account's titled jointly, that could give you $250,000 on each of them. But, you know, just think about 4.25%. I mean, that's $15,000 over the next 12 months on that $350,000. That is not an insignificant amount of money. The other thing I'll throw out here is that our friends at Christian Community Credit Union could be a great option, where they have some very attractive rates and you know that you're partnered with an institution who shares your values. So not only are they doing crazy things that are against your values with the money in terms of supporting initiatives and so forth, but they're actually taking a part of the profits, the proceeds, and supporting incredible kingdom-building ministries around the globe. So that might be something to check out at joinchristiancommunity.com. We're finding that more and more of our listeners are saying, I'm just tired of doing business with people that are misaligned with my values. Who can I partner with that is aligned with my values as a Christ follower? Well, that would be, among others, Christian Community Credit Union. Again, joinchristiancommunity.com. So I hope that helps you, Lutz. Thanks for writing to us. And folks, if you have a question, feel free to send it along. You can do that at askrob@faithfi.com. Hey, let me ask you for a favor before we round out the program here. I know so many of you listen to the program. You listen regularly. You call and say that it's been a blessing to you. We're so grateful to be able to serve you each day. That's why we're here. But we only do this because of your listener support. One of the great ways you can support our work here at FaithFi so we can continue to bring you this broadcast is when you become a FaithFi partner. Those are those listeners and supporters that support us at $35 a month or more. And when you become a FaithFi partner, you're going to get all of our new studies and devotionals pre-release before anybody else gets them, an average of 3 a year. Plus, you'll get our brand new publication that launches in January every quarter, a beautiful publication with really thoughtful and theological and practical articles to help you be a wise and faithful steward. That and more, a quarterly letter from me on the ministry. So to learn more, just go to faithfi.com and click give. That's faithfi.com and click give. And if you could do that before the end of the month, that would be a big help to us. Thanks in advance. Let me say thanks to my team today, Sandy Dickinson, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, Jim Henry, and the entire team here at FaithFi. Couldn't do it without them. Have a great day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.